I want you to come and tell us what I learned from ministry or from a heart attack about ministry, and you've got 20 minutes. And I thought, 20 minutes? Dude, I can do it in like 5 seconds. Ministry gave me a heart attack. Thank you. I had no symptoms, no signs, other than the fact that I was fat. So you guys are all about to have a heart attack, most of you. I didn't have any pre-warning or anything. My wife and I were on vacation with two of our kids going down the Townsend River, which is, I mean, don't picture, you know, like the Olympics raging waters. This is like the sipping an iced tea on an inner tube with a fat dude and his feet hanging over, you know, floating down, getting sunburned. Then I had my heart attack. I'll go into a little bit more about the particulars of it later. But what it was, though, so you understand, is this isn't the kind of heart attack that comes with any kind of pre-warning. It's the kind that when you have it, you know you had one because Jesus is saying, well done, good and faithful servant, you know, enter into the joy of your Lord. And you're done. It's called a widowmaker. I had 100% blockage in the left anterior. The large chamber of my heart was completely blocked. And you've got seconds or maybe minutes to get some help. And I was 2.5 hours before they got got me into surgery. So it was a long time. And it was quite a while before the first responders got there to me. When they got there, you know, I mean, I'm up in Townsend. So the guy's like, all right there, Millsaps, let's see how you doing down there. You know, so you didn't have the greatest confidence as his emergency vehicle was a muddied up four-wheel drive pickup truck, you know, pulling up. But they did a great job, and I'm really thankful that I made it through that. But some of the things, or one of the things that the Lord taught me in this is the doctor told me, the ER doctor said, listen, you've had serious damage to your heart. I want you to take as much as a year, but you've got to take 6 months off. And I'm like wired, you know, full force, going all the time. We got all kinds of projects going. I'm engaged in everything. I said, how am I going to do that? But you know what? I just knew I had to, and and for this, I took 5 weeks off instead of 6 months. But in that 5 weeks, I completely took my hands off the church. I didn't lead it, I didn't guide it, I didn't bump it in the right direction. Made a couple of phone calls and got people lined up to speak for me, and that was it. And my hands were off, and they just did what they did. And it wasn't too long after that head of the board and I were talking, and he says, you know what, we want you to take a year. We want you to take that time. You just need to rest and recover and grow. And I thought, man, you know, these guys are awesome. They love me. Until I actually returned to work and found out that the tithes went up and the attendance was up in the 5 weeks that I was off. So I think they're, you know, Tim, seriously, man, take more time. As much as you need. So I guess the first thing that I learned was, you know, I'm not really as necessary as I thought I was. And that's a good thing. You know, it's really a good place to be. When John said in John 3:28-30, you know, he said, you know, I have to decrease and let Jesus increase. And I mean, I knew that here, but you know, through this event, it really sank in more that, you know what, it's really not about me, and Lord, it's about you and these people that you've called to do the ministry, and they're equipped, they can do it, and I don't have to control and bump it all in the right direction, and you can just grow the church the way you want to, and it's all about you, Jesus, and it's really, you know, not about me. And the second thing was, one of the first things people tell you when you have an event like that is, you know, bro, you need to slow down. You do too much. You know, I was a senior chaplain with the sheriff's office and of course, pastoring the church and doing a bunch of other stuff and on a couple of boards at different Calvary chapels. And like, you know what? You just do too much. You got to slow down. Well, the problem is that really didn't resonate with me because everything I was doing, I really felt like the Lord was leading me to do. So, you know, how do you balance that between I'm doing too much? And the Lord really showed me, and this is important. Pastors, listen, you know what? I did not think I had time to take care of me because I was so busy. I mean, I was up at 6:30 and I hit it all day long and I was busy all day long and I was doing everything I was supposed to do and I loved it. I was doing the things God wanted me to do. And you know, and the Lord really showed me, you know what? You need to get healthy. It's not that you're doing too many things. It's that you're not doing one thing to take care of yourself so that you can do the things that I've called you to do. And so he took away my excuse, and I was mandated to get healthy, to help to take care of myself. But here's something else the Lord showed me through that. I want to show you a shirt. I wore this to last year's conference here. I wore that here. I've lost 72 pounds, 10 inches in my waist, and my IQ has dropped about 20 points. So, but this is what I wore this shirt with a pair of shorts last year here. And so you, when I first got here, how many of you guys have never seen me before? Okay, when I walked up here, I'm curious. When I walked up, did any of you that have never seen me before think, wow, he's so skinny? Anybody? Thank you. Love you. We're there together. No, you didn't think that because you didn't have anything to compare me to. But how many of you that had seen me in this thought, wow, he looks good. He looks better. Thank you. Anytime I see people I haven't seen in a while, one of the first things that comes out of the mouth is, hey, skinny. And I've never been called skinny. Listen, you who are skinny, get fat so you can lose weight and people will say, hey, you're skinny. It's kind of a cool thing. But so here's why I share that with you. The longer that I've been in ministry, the more comfortable I become in ministry, and the more I think I look more like Jesus when I'm doing it. But I want you to drive this home. This is really important. Frank, where are you at? Come up here. This is what I wore a year ago, okay? So those of you that knew me then, you look at me now and you say, wow, skinny, why? You're comparing me to me. But see, this is skinny. See, I don't look skinny anymore. Over here next to this shirt, man, I'm skinny. You see, when I compare me to me and I look at the years that I've progressed in ministry, I think, man, I'm doing good. You know, the church is growing, I'm learning, and I start feeling good about myself. And then I have a tendency to, as Pastor Sandy was talking about, you don't mean to mow over the trees, but you do, because you're comparing yourself to yourself. But when I consider Romans 3 that says there is none good, no, not one, they've all gone astray, and I compare myself to Jesus, suddenly I don't look as skinny anymore. Suddenly I look pretty bad. Thank you, Frank. So you're not as necessary as you think, and when you compare yourself to Jesus, you're not as skinny as you think. And you know, I had this illustrated to me this last week. It was so funny. We had one of the staff members, his wife. I love this family, and what their opinion of me matters. And she told her husband after, man, that was so good. Gosh, that message today was so good. Well, he told me that during the week. I felt so good about it. So this last Sunday, I'm teaching, and it was one of those, you know, kind of vegetable meals. You know, you just know it's good meat and potatoes, but there's no dessert in it. You're just given the stuff. And I look out, and there she's in the back, you know, and she's smiling and laughing. And I thought, oh, she likes this one too. And so I kind of, it made me feel good. I felt better about it. You know, I felt better about my message. The next day, we're at lunch. And my son's wife leans over and says, oh, Sunday at church, Amanda's baby started kicking and she started laughing. And that's what she was smiling about, was the baby kicking. It wasn't about my message. It had nothing to do with it. See, our tendency is to just think, you know, we're so something, and we're not. Don't compare yourself to what you used to be before you knew Jesus. Compare yourself to Jesus. And then also, during the heart attack, and you have to forgive me because I told this story 1,000 times, and I can't, until you experience this, you will not know. Are there any first responders here? Anybody first responder, fireman, paramedic? Okay, well, you'll know what I'm about to tell you. You just don't do. I'm a first responder. And one of the medics saw my badge in my wallet when my wife was giving him my information. And so asked how long I'd been with the department. And he says to me, the doors are closing on the ambulance.
And he says, you know, this is really bad. You probably aren't going to make it. You need to say something to your kids. So they opened the ambulance doors, brought my kids, and I told them goodbye. I told them, I love you guys, and serve Jesus. Those are the last words that I thought I was ever going to say to my children. The doors closed. And a 20 to 30 minute ride to the hospital, and I was in so much pain. I can't even tell you. It was crazy pain. And all the way there, please know this to be the truth. All the way there, as I'm thinking, man, Lord, I mean, I might see you any second. I might see Granny Beck and Wayne and my dad and Josh. Jesus, I could see you any second. And in that ride, I thought about, or what I didn't think about the entire time, this is so important, not one thing that I've ever done in ministry came to my mind. Not one Bible study, not one truth, not one thought, not one thing I've ever started, no building project, no current project, nothing came to my mind in that 30 minutes. Nothing that was unfinished, planned, wished I had done, none of it. What happened to me was, if you guys who are older, you remember the little, you remember what iPads used to be. It used to be the little ka-chick in a picture, and the little picture thing would go across. That's what I had, you know, growing up. And that's what it was for me. And faces would come up. Just face after face would come up. And memories, and conversations. And it was the most incredible experience. And I had such crazy peace. In the midst of that pain, I had this immense peace that you know what, I've left nothing undone. But I didn't think about ministry. What did I learn from my heart attack? That ministry doesn't matter. In the end of the day, it's people. It's all about people. You know what? Mission trips are about the people. The building project is about hammering stuff next to people. The outreaches you do, it's about people. And so I've slowed down, and I've decided that I'm going to engage more with people and get to know the people and not stress out so much about the stuff. And if the stuff doesn't happen, so what? It's okay, because it's all about people. And then the final thing that I learned, this isn't about ministry, but it was the most profound thing for me personally. It was about a week after the event, I was talking, or maybe it was a couple weeks after the event, I was talking with some friends of ours and my wife, and we got talking about things, like asking what I thought about, you know, in that ride and all. And, you know, and of course I shared with them, you know, I didn't think, actually, you know what, I did have one thought about ministry. Right before I went in the doors of the hospital, I thought, I wonder if we paid the bills at the church before. That was the only thing I thought. But as I'm reflecting on that time, it dawned on me that something that never came to my mind was sin. I never thought about a single sin I'd ever done. And it never occurred to me that I wasn't going to be just welcomed in with wide open arms, you know, just, and trust me, I got saved at 12 and a half years old, so every sin I've ever done, I've done as a Christian. And I have always thought that some of those horrible things that I've done, if I had time to think about them, would any of them be, would I think and wonder if Jesus forgave me? He never brought them to my mind, not in that entire time. Grace, grace, grace. And so, you know what? My heart attack was awesome. I highly recommend them. They have a way of changing your life. So God bless you guys.